Since the time we were born, we're taught to trust those we know, to trust those that have treated us well, that have loved us. Ronald Reagan said, you can trust people, but you need to verify. Well, think about this analogy. If you were going to jump off a diving board, but the water was all murky and you couldn't see what was in it, would you do it? Would you jump off some rocks by a lake if you couldn't see what was in the water? No. But it was crystal clear and you saw that it was deep and clean, you would. I've been on air 26 years. I started out on Access Television. I got a little radio show. It got syndicated. I started InfoWars. And viewers and listeners have a very detailed breakdown of where I came from and where I'm going and what I promote and what I support. But the Q movement is like 5G. You can't see it. You don't know where it's coming from. It's like murky water. And early on, I didn't know what to think of the Q movement till I met some of the people in U.S. intelligence and who worked for the Trump campaign who had separately gone on 4chan and done it themselves after I got sued and attacked for exposing Pizzagate and real satanic rituals and Aleister Crowley rituals. That happened in 2016. They came after me the next year. Good patriots in the government knew about it. They wanted a way to bring all that out. And they knew that when you just document something and show the proof, people don't care. But if you make it an Easter egg hunt, if you make it like a mystery, like a clue game, that people get into it. And so I knew the folks that started Q early on, a major Trump campaign official, a member of U.S. intelligence with one of the four branches of the military. And I knew what they'd done with the aid of some top hackers. And I hoped the project would be successful. I wasn't given all the details. But then I watched the very people that set it up. Within months, it was taken away from them. It was hijacked by disinformation and turned against them. So now we've seen the Hoover Dam attacked. We've seen a guy ram the train through trying to attack the ship. Now, I want to be clear right now. I don't think many of the people involved promoting this are bad. I don't think you're bad who are believers in Q. But we're the ones 20 plus years ago that exposed the globalist pedophile rings. We're the ones that exposed the New World Order on record. We put our names out there and who we were so you would know who we are. But now, shadowy groups who won't expose themselves on message boards tell you what to do. And they continue to direct innocent people who believe they're working for the president to commit incredible crimes, like ramming a train over the rails and trying to attack a ship because they believe the global elitists are on board that ship when George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Lord Rothschild and the New World Order are all safe in their castles. So over and over and over again, Q tells us that Sessions within 1 month will arrest all the deep staters 3 years ago, and they're all going to Gitmo. And then we're told dozens and dozens of times each week, it's imminent, it's happening now. And once people are suckered in, once they believe, they watch, it doesn't happen. But Q always says, don't worry, it's happening next week. Well, we were told 3-4 days ago, even my 12-year-old daughter came to me and said, Daddy, I saw online the power's going off on Saturday and soon they're going to arrest all the criminals and you're right. And I said, honey, we got Trump elected. We're fighting the globalist. America's awakening. That's not somebody randomly online taking credit that did that. All of us did that together. And she goes, Daddy, really? The power won't go off worldwide on Saturday? When Saturday comes, as all the Q people have said, there will be out of tens of thousands of power systems worldwide, dozens that go out. They always do. And they will look at those and tell you, see? It went out. But they're already covering their bases as of today. They're saying, oh, Q was going to turn the power off with Trump and run this loop video of martial law this Saturday, but now Trump's decided to do it later. Shadowy, unknown people on message boards telling you they're the president and that they're going to turn the power off and arrest all the pedophiles. Meanwhile, Trump has had a tenfold arrest of pedophiles and globalists and crime syndicates and narcotics traffickers. We told you he would do that in 2016 before Q ever existed. But those that actually predicted and had the president on and who talked to the president, we don't matter. In fact, the president doesn't matter. Q stands above the president and above Christ and God as the creator of the universe. Perfectly satanic. Don't know who it is. Totally anonymous. But onto it, you project all your beliefs and everything you want over and over and over again. It's like saying, look at this picture. There's hidden images in it. And it's just a random squibbles. Like a Rorschach blotting system. You project onto the random symbols what you want. It's a psych warfare attack by the globalist. They know you've awoken to the New World Order and to COVID-19 being a Chi-Com, Bill and Melinda Gates weapon. And so now that you're awake, they're going to introduce false information into the equation to make you attack your own country and to believe that a shutdown of the power system and a loop playing on TV is the answer when it's Obama that set up the internet kill switch. Look it up 10 years ago, and the plan to shut down the internet and redirect everything to them if America ever woke up. So they shut down the internet, they shut down Trump, they kill the president, that's a possibility, and have a 3D version of him. And the public bows before it because they believe in Q. That's just one of the possibilities in all of this. Because I can tell you, the Q movement was started by a Trump campaign official and a member of U.S. intelligence on their own. Within 3 days, it was hijacked. And they have fought against it being hijacked since then. And now globalist operatives within the Trump campaign and within the Trump White House, who are globalists, manipulated and put out the disinfo they want, putting out a lot of real intel, but adding their lies onto it. That's why this is so important. And another piece of disinfo. I was on air a few days ago saying, next week I will release who the original founders of Q are if they don't come out on their own. And I said, I don't like giving friends ultimatums, but I did that to Joe Rogan a few years ago, and I feel bad about it. That was an ultimatum on some other issue. Joe Rogan is not involved with Q. I did not say Joe Rogan was involved in Q, but that's how this schizophrenia works. I'm Alex Jones, on air for 26 years. I am who I say I am. I have my birth certificate. I'm public. I started out on Access TV, but notice the Texas Monthly, the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, they all say I'm Bill Hicks. Because out of dozens of producers he had for films and shows he did, one high school friend of his produced a few shows I did. And they say, I'm Bill Hicks, so I'm not real. See, but someone you don't know and have never met and never talked to is real. But I'm not real because I'm Bill Hicks. See, they attack the providence of something real when they themselves are completely fake. Walmart is banning the sales of seeds. That tells me they've got a Russian revolution takeover and they want to starve us out for several years. That's why Jim Acosta and others are praising President Trump for shutting down the economy so that he keeps it going. And then once the economy totally stalls, they're going to blame it on Trump within about a month. So I could talk all day about this, and talking about Q is you know, almost a distraction and almost evil. But so many people want to believe that there's a lockdown happening because secretly Trump's taking over and we're arresting all the bad guys and putting them on a ship. That's not how it works. Trump can't even run his own White House. If he does anything, they try to block him. He's not arresting people and putting them on prison ships. Those are hospital ships. Maybe humanity is done. Maybe it's all over. But I still believe in you. And I still believe you understand what's happening. The power's not going off Saturday. Oh, it'll go off in a few towns and maybe here and there. It always does. Hell, my power went out a few days ago. How many times do you bet on a loser and you keep betting on it? That's the scam with lottery tickets. It's the scam with gambling. They know that you bet everything, believing it's all going to be fixed with one simple move. And then when it doesn't happen, you just double down. And these are corporate psychologists that think you're dumb idiots. I don't think you are. There's a lot of other camp followers that make money off Q apps and Q books and Q crap. It's not bad to question everything and look at secret codes and things, but none of the Q people care about the Rockefeller Foundation, lockstep, martial law, world government plan using a released bioweapon. Nobody cares about Event 201. Nobody cares about State Department Memorandum 200. All the admissions in law of the eugenics and the extermination program. Because that's hard to do, to read State Department documents that are 300 pages long or 1,100 pages long. It's easier just to run around and say, we're all fine, Q's in control, trust the plan. When the very people saying trust the plan are the ones trying to shut down Trump and InfoWars in America. Do your own research, ladies and gentlemen. I said 3 months ago, we put out a free sticker we put in packages. We put out like 30, 40 stickers in every package, depending on how big it is. And I said, I am Q. If the listeners and viewers of InfoWars who go out and wake people up and go out and cover events and go out and tell the truth, if you're Q, then I'm Q. I'm all for Q. But I want Q to have a name. I want Q to be out in the open. I want Q to be the people and not some shadowy 4chan board run by the CIA. So I've done my duty. I've told the truth. You know my name. I'm Alex Jones. And that's why they tell you I'm not, because they hate the fact there's real humans left. But you know you're real. And you know you love God. And you know you love justice. So let's just say Alex Jones is a bad guy. If that makes you feel good, just say, I'm a good person. Alex Jones is bad. I'm bad. You need to go out and warn people about the tainted vaccines and the 5G and the New World Order. Because the name of this video is 5GQ. And what's the rest of it?
The 3 days of darkness.
And the 3 days of darkness. Oh, yeah. Almost forgot that. Because you know the 3 days of darkness aren't coming. In fact, I was about to cut this video, and they're like, oh, Q, just some random person on the internet, doesn't say their name, but you're just like, homie, bow down, it's a random person, oh my God, it's Q, says now it's not going to happen in 3 days. I mean, what a rope-a-dope system. What a fraud. What a scam. What a lie. What a system. You know what? I'll say this. It's God testing us. If you believe this BS, then fine. You go ahead and believe it. Because you're so deceived, you just can't be helped. But for those that see through this, God bless you and spread this video, because we're the ones that are banned. They force that Q shit all over the internet at levels I've never seen. They just force feed that everything's okay, stay in your houses. Drag queen story time is about to happen, and just stand down, and I'm not going to be part of it. And I see how they manipulate these globalists. They call up a guy, attack the Hoover Dam. He goes and does it. Attack the ship. Soros is on board. Soros is in a huge palace in Connecticut. How many times does Q tell you that Hillary's been arrested 4 years ago, 3 years ago? It's BS. You have to expose Hillary. You have to demand she's arrested, not an imaginary savior in a pink cape. And that's what I'm getting at. God bless you all.